AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. St. Patrick's Cathedral, where the Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, celebrated midnight mass as American Christians started their own holiday observations.
Through the intercession of Mary, our mother, and St. Joseph, our spouse, we pray upon you and your families, our city, our nation, and our world, the fullness of God's blessing this Christmas night.
It is now Christmas in the lower 48 states, and the weather in most of them makes this a Christmas to remember. Yes, a white Christmas in places, but not the picture-perfect type.
The storm is forcing airlines to cancel or delay thousands of flights across the U.S., making spending the holiday weekend with loved ones a challenge.
I want to eat my mom's famous mac and cheese.
This family was waiting to fly out of New York's LaGuardia Airport to connect with a cruise ship.
We have no choice. If we miss it, that's it. There's no Christmas.
And those who lack shelter are feeling the worst of the biting cold blanketing much of the country. In El Paso, Texas, some migrants remained on the streets where they endured temperatures dipping into the teens. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
But if Christmas is less than perfect here, it is something else entirely in a war zone like Ukraine. It has just recently issued an air raid alert pretty much all over. Correspondent Ian Lee is there for the holiday.
Father Stanislav says only a third of his congregation remains. Some are fighting, some have fled, and others are dead.
What has been the hardest part of this year for you?
He tells me, teaching people to love, especially when they're suffering all around. You have to be an example for everyone, like Jesus. Even here, the nativity show must go on, but the suffering lingers. Just outside, the sanctity of the church is disrupted by an air raid siren.
Elsewhere overseas, the biblical town of Bethlehem is marking an apparently very merry Christmas. Thousands of visitors there have descended on the traditional birthplace of Jesus as it rebounds from the coronavirus pandemic. In Bloomington, Minnesota, a day after a deadly shooting at the famed Mall of America, Police Chief Booker Hodges.
We are fairly confident that we do have the person who was responsible for murdering the victim in custody.
And four others, with at least one more person wanted. Police think the shooting started as an argument between two groups. Republican Carrie Lake's challenge of her defeat as the Arizona governor to Democrat Katie Hobbs has been dismissed by a state judge who dismissed her claims. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. That's 800-278-7455.
Now, sports, which are also feeling the bitter cold. Case in point, Soldier Field, Chicago.
The Bears losing to the Buffalo Bills in 10-degree weather with negative 28-degree wind chills at times. To truly understand how cold it was at Soldier Field, one need only ask a Bears fan.
It's cold as hell.
It's cold.
Like, yeah, we're about at the end of what we can handle. But this is as bad as it gets.
It is freezing cold.
Bears fans sharing the effort that it takes to stay warm.
I
have 5 pairs of pants on, 6 layers of top on, and a blanket over my snow pants and jacket.
Brandon Eisen for CBS News Chicago.
Speaking of the NFL, CBS Sports notes it had the 3rd scorigami of the season. That's when a game ends with a final score that has never happened before in NFL history. This time, believe it or not, the score was 22-18 as the Bengals beat the Patriots by those 4 points. Tom Foti, CBS News.
MyPillow is excited to bring the biggest bedding sale ever just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. MyPillow is also extending your money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code SKY or call 800-635-1825 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products. That's promo code SKY.
Help Ukrainian children. Shazam this song. Scroll down Shazam, open on YouTube, follow the link and donate.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
We're back for the best of the 20s. Well, so far, this is Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
With your warhead, there'll be more dead. It's the day of reckoning. I can see it. I can feel it. It's the end of me inside your mind. With your warhead, there'll be more. We'll be right back.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Nobody thought I'd turn out like this. I've had a lifetime to learn my lesson, but I never quite got the message. So I drive all night. It's alright if I just make it out of here alive. So when I fall down, I pick myself up.
Of the 20s. So far, you're listening to Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. Sorry for the interruption, but we have to pay the devil. It's the best of the 20s. So far, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Not only is it a white Christmas now in much of the country, it is a brutally cold one. Buffalo, no serious winter weather. Officials there think this could be one of the worst ever. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
One thing that's made this storm so challenging is this severe drop in temperatures, with the mercury plunging in some places as much as 30 or 40 degrees.
So a major power grid operator now asks 65 million people in 13 states and Washington, D.C. to conserve energy. PJM spokeswoman Susan Bueller.
The frigid cold weather coming in quickly, forcing demand to be higher onto our system. And then power plants were having difficulty starting up in the very cold weather.
Still, at midnight in New York, St. Patrick's Cathedral, the start of America's Christmas celebrations. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, and our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
The best of the 20s. So far, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
It's possible we've taken this too far.
Everything apart of her will never come to leave the same.
stretch again, trying to fly away, forgetting everything it meant to me.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Make this easy to chew, but I won't. put my faith in you. If you won't put your faith in me, I close my eyes and realize nothing in my life is real.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.